Okay, keep it down, keep it down. That's all for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, all that clapping. So anyway, episode 15, and I've got Adrian as my co-host from Below Deck.
Hi.
So what do we got?
This episode is sponsored by Gosling's Rum. Today is their 40th anniversary of trademarking the Dark and Stormy, so it is International Dark and Stormy Day.
Guess what we got, Dark and Stormies.
Cheers.
This stuff's awesome, by the way. We've been taking
shots all day.
Is it ready yet or no? Not yet.
Yep.
Okay.
We can wait. So follow the video links for giveaways for swag. We've got plenty of it. Thank you, Goslings.
Next.
Big shout out to Hillary Buckman, managing director at Ocean Media from Sydney, Australia.
Sydney, Australia. Oh my God. Worldwide presence. That's really cool. Next.
Industry news. Bahamas.
Okay, so the official word is you have to keep testing negative to get in by July 15th. Now, Peter over at Bay Street told Adrian that they're actually going to push that back to August 1st. So do yourself a favor, call ahead, figure out what you need.
Get the test.
Yeah, get it anyway.
Palmer.
Oh, Super Servant 4 sank at the dock.
Shipping ships
sank. Actually, of all the ships that you want to sink on, this is the ship you want to ship out on. Now, can you imagine if it sank out in the ocean and all of a sudden this deckhand who's riding a boat over gets a yacht underway and brings it back home? He's the hero.
That's how zero to hero happens.
That's a zero to hero. All right, next.
By the way,
really? A ship that's designed to sink sinks? Give me a break. Okay, go ahead.
Seattle, Washington, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or CHAZ.
Oh, okay, the... Oh, wait, why are you talking about...
Oh, sorry. Why are you talking... What does this have to do with yachting?
Okay. We all know what's going on over in Seattle, but they're not going to stay there forever. They can't. But I've got a solution. Totally eco-friendly sailing ship. Okay? So it would be an autonomous sailing ship, or ass for short.
Do we have an ass big enough for this?
It's going to need a big ass. I mean, it's going to be huge, but I think they can make it happen. Okay, next.
Crew housing in Fort Lauderdale.
Hot topic, all right? Adrian knows about it. Everybody in yachting knows about it, all right? Katie put a post up. She had a really bad experience with crew house, and then thousands of people said they had the same thing. This is completely unacceptable, okay? The whole notion that you're not crew yet because you never started, you're coming in for the first time, doesn't mean that you're not worth anything, okay? This guy, I'm not going to mention the name of the place, but I know the place and I know the guy, all right?
Everybody knows the name.
Everybody knows the name, all right? Okay, to treat crew like this is apprehensible, all right? And I've seen this guy's resume. I'm not impressed, dude, okay? And you're not a captain anymore, okay? And they're not crew. These are customers. And you are kind of like a bed and breakfast manager. And you need to treat your customers nicely, regardless of who they are. And by the way, calling people ugly Americans and effing South Africans and Euro trash and all that is also completely unacceptable. All right? You need to clean up your act. And I'm telling you right now, you need to do it fast. Because 20 years ago, you could get away with this. But with the information technology age, you're going to be out of business super fast. Right?
Absolutely.
Everybody's super pissed. Fix it. Next.
Yeah, these kids that are deckhands that are coming into the industry that are staying at these crew houses are eventually going to be captains.
Captains.
And they're eventually going to be able to recommend your business. And they won't.
Time for a shot?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Cheers.
Fix it, dude. Next.
Boating terms. I think we should veer away from boating terms since we're talking about new people to the industry and give them a little bit of help.
Okay, because I'm drinking, I'm going to give you some driving terms. Okay, so you're new in Fort Lauderdale, you're driving around, it's kind of scary. Okay, here's two tips. One, blinkers give away your intentions. Do not put your blinkers on or they will close up ranks. You'll never be able to merge. Second one is if you're at a stop sign and like the car in front of you or a stoplight and the car in front of you doesn't move, it's not your responsibility to honk. It's a car five cars back that's supposed to honk. The guy way in the back who can't even see the light. Okay, next.
Sherry.
Oh. I've been binge watched. I'm sure you've been binge watched a lot.
Yes. Okay.
I've been binge watched. Hi, Sherry. Thanks for binge watching me. It takes me about a half hour to binge watch me. You, like a day.
All right. Full day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So questions, usually I answer the questions, but this time I am going to ask Adrian the questions. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is for the TV show Below Deck. If you haven't heard, it's this little tiny show on Bravo that's on once in a while. I'm not really a fan. I don't watch it.
Every Monday night at 9.
Monday night at 9. See, I didn't know that. I think it's on at 8, though. Okay. All right. Question. Mm-hmm. What are these morons doing having sex in their cabins when they have cameras all over the place? I mean, Adrian, you were there.
Uh-huh.
Does everyone forget that they have a boyfriend or girlfriend somewhere else?
I feel like some of them conveniently forget.
So what's the deal? The show's over, they go home, and they're like, we've got to rip the cable out. You can't watch the show. I mean, they're going to eventually see their boyfriend or girlfriend getting busy in a cabin on national TV. How's that usually fly?
It doesn't usually go over very well. But I thought you said you don't watch the show.
I've seen clips. I'm not a fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm guessing they have cameras. I don't know. Somebody told me. Okay.
Very voyeuristic.
One thing that people really don't know is Adrian, who was on the first season, was instrumental in actually making the show happen. The story I was told was they came up with the idea and they had no clue how to do it because they're not yachties. So what did you do?
I had a girlfriend that was on charter down in St. Martin with her crew, and they all had their boat shirts on out at the bar, which you're not supposed to do anymore. And this woman walked up to her and said, Rebecca walked up to her and said, I have this idea to do the show about yachting. What do you think? And my friend said, I think it's a great idea. I want nothing to do with it. Call my friend Adrian. So she did. Start to finish, from the very first phone call to the date that my show aired, the first season, 4 years.
Get this. Where did you go hunt crew down?
At the crew houses.
At the crew houses.
And waxies.
Okay, wait. Okay, the bars too. Yes.
Yes, at the bars.
All right.
Also at the bars.
Next question. You can't fake being a yachty. I mean, you can't go on this boat and not have the credentials. So what kind of credentials would you need to be on the boat?
At the very least, everybody has to have an STCW, but on top of that, they usually look for people with at least one season of boating experience, yachting experience.
Wait a minute. One guy was a porn star. Is that a requirement?
Not a requirement, but he was a hot porn star, by the way, and he's amazing. And he was also a U.S. Marine prior to the show. So, hoorah.
Okay, good tip. You want to be on the show, you need your STCW, you need all your passport and visas, and you need to be a porn star? Would that help?
I'm not. I wasn't.
Did they ask you to be?
No.
Did you sleep with Captain Lee?
He wishes.
He wishes?
Yeah.
The stud of the sea? You don't get called the stud of the sea for staying in your cabin alone.
He has an amazing publicist.
Oh, okay. I have no publicist. That's why stud of the sea. I don't watch the show, though. Okay, so, all right. So Captain Lee doesn't hire the crew.
Correct.
But he could fire them. But it seems to me like nobody lasts more than one season.
Well, I think that that's pretty indicative of the yachting industry to
Except
begin
Kate.
With. Right.
Kate.
She's been back. But yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty indicative of the junior crew, especially on the yachts, that there's a lot of rotation there so that they can move on and move up and get experience different places before they elevate to bosun or chief
steward. Are they concerned that when they bring somebody back, they're going to be like, I'm on TV instead of actually doing the job?
Some of that.
Yeah.
I think some of that.
You know, a lot of times, like if you're a porn star, you have other engagements. Okay. All right. Listen, there's a couple of questions people really want to hear is, how is your experience being on Below Deck?
The actual filming?
Yes.
Was a nightmare. It was a certified nightmare. Nobody knew what they were doing. We were guinea pigs. It was the very first season. So it was a lot of trial and error. But everything I've had the chance to do as a result of it afterwards has been amazing. Charity events and networking and advocating for crew. There's been a lot of really amazing
I heard Captain Lee wasn't even supposed to be the captain. That little kid was supposed to be the captain, Alex or whatever his name is.
Correct.
Yeah. And then he pouted the whole season because he wasn't captain.
But you didn't watch it.
I've been told that.
Okay.
I'm not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I watch clips for this.
Uh-huh.
And now the most important question everybody wants to know. You've been on Below Deck. You've been on TV. Okay. Now you're back in yachting.
Mm-hmm.
Has this been a positive effect or a negative effect on your yachting career? Because let me say something. Everybody says Below Deck is a career wrecker. So you're living proof.
I've heard this as well. For me, it's been amazingly positive. For some of the other people, it hasn't been good. But anybody who talks to me before they go film Below Deck, I tell them the same exact thing. If you are an asshole while they are filming, you will be an asshole on television and you will not get a job in yachting afterwards. Don't be a drunken asshole.
How can you cannot keep your crap together for a 2-day charter? It's ridiculous.
Oh. 6 weeks. Just stay sober for
okay,
6 weeks.
And by the way, penis pillows, stud of the sea, this isn't yachting. I would never get away with that. Somebody walks in the owner's cabin with a penis pillow. Ugh.
It wouldn't fly on any of my boats.
Okay, Adrian, it was an absolute pleasure. Another shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is
Cheers.
Like six. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here. Mm. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
That's episode 15. Check her out. By the way, Adrian has become the ambassador of yachting. The one thing that Below Deck has done for her is open up a lot of venues for charity events and all this other stuff. But you know what? She's the type of girl that if a new crew has a question, she's very approachable. So I really appreciate that, what you're doing. I really appreciate you being here. That's episode 15, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.